And we're going to move on to item 14, which is our presentation of the year-to-date 2021 CICERO budget versus actual expense report. Henry has joined us, I see, on the lower right of my screen. So, Henry, this item is yours. The floor is yours.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the board. How's the sound check? Everything good?
You sound great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I know we had our little troubles there, and likewise, I want to make sure we are coming in nicely. So we've talked, this is a little bit of a bridge to the pension system update before. But what this is a third quarter update of the CICERO administrative and non-administrative budget. We are three quarters approximately of the year in. So the way the documents are put together is we take a total budget, and the sections are made up of administrative expenses, which are subject to the limit, and non-administrative expenses, which are not subject to the limit, but the combination of the two make up the total budget because we manage our cost, you know, whether it's the admin limit or not. The administrative departments include executive, the compliance, administrative, HR, accounting, IT, retirement services, and member services teams. Those are the departments. Non-administrative is all our legal department, all the legal fees we spend for the investment counsel, all the legal fees we pay for labor relations, disability reviews, any of those type of leagues are considered non-administrative, not subject to the cap, as well as any IT costs for disaster recovery. So that's how we break up those two sections. So the report also includes something new that I haven't presented into this detail, but I thought it was very important since we just spoke about our new pension update, as we have a capital budget update. That's over on page 4 of the document. Right. And so we will be touching that in a moment. But from a big point of view, three quarters into the year, we are trending nicely. If we move over to page 1, this is the total of CICERO budget. Down at the bottom, we are spent about 11.7 in. Our budget was 17.6 million. That leaves about 5.8 or about 33% left for the year. Now, since we're three quarters in, the typical figure in that column would be 25% because you got a quarter of the year left. So that means we're trending in nicely for the year. Now, naturally, there are some expenses that flow through. This is only the third quarter in, but this is our best view of where we're at. But it's good to note that we are trending in as how we forecasted. There are some changes that I want to point out that why it's causing some of these same savings, and they're understood. There were some vacancies that we thought we were going to pick up throughout the year. We estimate when they're going to start. Some might start a little later. Some we're still working on. So that contributes to some of the under budget situation in the personal services. Traveling a little bit below in our professional services. There's some cost for legal that we anticipated that haven't materialized. We've talked a lot of work that's going on with AB 197 and some other services, but they haven't materialized just yet. So that's where some of that large figure is from. There's some investment consulting, but that's right in there. We're gonna see some invoices in the latter half of the year, in the latter quarter of the year that are gonna come in. Traveling a little bit below in the office expenses, we anticipated, and it's not a surprise, but a lot of the savings there, not really savings, it's just really unspent, has to do with travel and training. We just didn't go anywhere. It just didn't happen. We were doing a lot of webinars, and that's what that is about. When this budget was prepared, we anticipated a lot of precautionary work to clean the office, disinfect, a lot of cleanup. And so that was buried in the office supplies and maintenance services. We did a good job about keeping it safe and clean, but we just didn't need a lot of the services that we anticipated. So that's why the supplies still has like a big 70% budget left over. There's some other smaller ones, furniture and equipment. We thought we were going to do some additional work over at the Roseville office and kind of push that off to later. And then on the way down over to the IT systems, this is where we spend some of the cost for the consultant. They just spoke, Sue and her team, used to be called LRWL. Now it's part of Siegel. Sue and Chris, their professional fees are in this line. And so we'll speak about them a little bit more when we do the capital budget. So big picture wise, the $11.8 is made up about 71% in administrative costs, 29% in non-administrative costs. The limit is against the administrative. And so that is based on our actual accrued liability, which the last valuation report said it was about $10.5 billion. And when you multiply the math out, 21 basis points, which is the limit, allows us to have a limit of $22.1 million for administrative costs. And ours is that trending at 11.3 towards the end of the year. So we're well below that, halfway through. So moving on, page 2 is just basically the administrative component. Those are the expenses that are subject to the limit. Page 3 is the non-administrative. It's kind of the same presentation. It just breaks it down. Any questions so far? Might be moving too rapidly. Okay.
No, you're doing fine. Good. You know, this is a familiar exercise, I think, for most of us. So are there any questions or comments for Henry on the budget reconciliation report?
Good. Consistency is the policy, but I know we have some new members, but I always leave room for questions.
I appreciate that, Henry.
Moving on over to page 4. This is the new item that I just want to spend a couple minutes on. This is our capital budget, and there's three components on this page. This is the cost for the PAS project, which I don't know if we talked about it, but it's now CORS. It's a great name. Christine and Jasmine, we can speak about it, but staff came up with it, but we are transitioning PAS, CORS. So, but for right now, it's still PAS. The cost for the PAS, the contracts are about $15.1 million. You'll see that under the contract column. And it's basically two projects. It's the data conditioning piece that we contracted with ICON, and the other is with Sagitech. You see the totals of the two. Now, the way the capital budget works is we try and estimate how much is going to be spent in a fiscal year. So that's the next column over. We looked at our records, we anticipate costs, we talked about the schedules, where the work effort's going to be, and we expected about 5.1 was going to be spent during the year. Well, it all depends when they get start, when they do the work, and when the bills come in. So we've only spent about 1.8. That's the third column over. So that 1.8 is where we're at the third quarter. It might travel up with more bills coming in the next quarter, and that's what it's supposed to do. But what I want to point out is that this is an accumulated cost. This is going to accumulate until the project completes. We spoke about September 2023 when it goes live. The accounting rules dictate that when a project that's ongoing is being built, when it goes live, it begins getting depreciated. And that's when it'll hit in this administrative budget that we just saw. Right now it's just accumulating as a construction and asset in progress. So the useful life for this project is going to be 10 years. So basically when the project reaches this completion, those costs are going to be divided and spread over 10 years. And that's where we're going to see it hitting as depreciation expense.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a quick question on just to for context. So the Sagittech said that we've got about 85% of the data processed or converted. And is that what the data conditioning project is? And if so, if it's at 85%, does that mean that we're under budget for that? Or
It's a little early to that, and there's a lot of eyes on that. What I can say, and Christina and Jasmine can step into that, but there's two things going on. ICON is cleaning up data, conditioning the data. Sagittech is receiving it, putting it into the new system. So there's two pieces. Before we move it to the new system, we want to condition it, make you know, nice. We don't want any trouble spots from legacy entering into the new system. So ICON is doing all the cleanup work before. But as it migrates, as it finishes, as it's ready to go, that's when Sagittech takes it over. So I'm not the expert, I'm the accountant here, but what I'm seeing is this is what the bills are so far that we've received and when it's gonna translate into a depreciable asset. But from a cost point of view, we expected to spend around $5 million, and we're up to 1.8, but it could have been just when it was started. Those bills are going to be coming in. And so we're going to, if the board likes this update, and I think it's clean, we try to put as much information here just on one pager, but if it likes it, I think we're going to do more of these.
And yeah, so, I think the update's helpful, Henry. I think if Gail or Jasmine can speak, I'd be surprised if we were 85% completed with that task, but I'll defer to Gail. I think that's a question of the expenditure, not the actual progress of the work. Gail, do you want to confirm that?
That's accurate. And it's a high level data mapping for the data conversion that's 85% completed. It's not that necessarily that 85% of that contract is completed. Right. And I was going to mention, you know, you see these two contracted amounts on here. There's not any reason that Sisera has at this point to anticipate that it's going to be less than the contracted amounts. That was something I wanted to mention, is that even though it looks like maybe it's tracking under the contracted amount, we're not anticipating that ultimately when this project's finished that, you know, we're going to be millions under. You know, that's always a nice situation to have. But at this point and the stage of the game, we're not anticipating that.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this before Jerry does. That doesn't include the phase four work. So,
we heard a lot about phase four.
More to come.
The missing piece. And that's true. That's why I spent just a little bit of time making sure this is an accumulator. It's kind of a inception to date. This is the contract that is awarded. I just wanted to kind of anchor what we've awarded to them and where we're at. And just a high level review on it.
It's great, Henry. I think everybody agrees that it should be included and we should receive that report periodically. I think it's really helpful.
In the event later on, you bet. In the event later on, as Gail brought up nicely, in the event if something changes that Sagittech needs more or some additional work, something along those lines, it would be a contract amendment, and then you would see the $15 million figure change. But we're not seeing any of that now. We're just
that's a good thing, because that wouldn't be absolutely a happy discussion.
Not even with phase four, whatever that is. Supposedly phase four is in that contract.
Yes. We'll see.
Thanks for the clarification, Gail.
I was tough to tell.
Getting hopeful there. It's like,
whoa. I know.
85% done, and look how much money we've saved.
I know. I'd like to say, and you know, World Series terms, we're in the bottom of the first, probably starting the second inning. So more fun to come. The second section is the consulting fees. This is the work that Sue, Chris, and that team is putting together. It's pension-related costs, but it doesn't fall under the accounting rules for depreciable. because these costs hit immediately. We don't accumulate them and spread them over 10 years. But in case of the board wanted to know, it's like, okay, how much this is impacting Sisera? I added this informational item there. It's already spoken for in the administrative budget. We awarded a contract for $1.6 million. It was awarded late 2019. They did a little bit of work in 2019, helped us with RFP, evaluating proposals with all the requirements, a lot of effort. As you can see now, they're helping us now with Sagitech. So we've spent that third column, $549,000 with them. So that's just an informational there. And the bottom section is what the normal capital budget was before pension administration system. These are assets that we set up when we basically moved into the new building. It's basically all the office furniture, all the equipment, the leasehold improvements, and those are anywhere ranging, depending on what it is, from 3-year to 5-year life. And so that's just the depreciation that is on those. Those will probably be expired by the time the new pension system, you know, kicks in. So it'll be a trade of new depreciation versus the old.
Hopefully we won't all be expired by the time the new
Exactly. The useful life will be reached, even though that might be the similar, but that's what we have. So that's our capital budget. I hope I didn't confuse. I mean, I'm trying to, it's just an update, and that's where we're at. The good news, we're on the third quarter. And some of this information you'll see again very shortly when we're preparing the budget for next year. So it's kind of a nice anchor. So we saw this, and I appreciate this format, similar format, and we build into the new. That concludes the presentation. Any final questions, comments?
Dennis, you had a comment. I'm just going to point out there's no vote required on this. So these are questions and comments. And then this is a presentation item only. Dennis, go ahead.
Thank you, Henry. I just have one question. I don't see any internal labor on this page for the capital budget. And just from my own experience on a big IT project, when they are considered capital investment, internal labor are usually capitalized as well. Is it part of the first section or are you just not doing it? Just a question.
Combination of both. Right now, this pension administration system is touching everybody. My other part-time or almost full-time job will be shift gears and we're sitting in sessions. We're not tracking internal labor. I'm going to have a consultation with the auditors, see if that's a depreciable asset that we can spread. It's just going to be a tracking mechanism. Either you spend it now as part of administration or you add it to the capital budget and you spread it over 10 years. But that's a good item to bring up. Internal labor is already inside the personnel services. And so it's part of my time, Jasmine's, Christina's. It touches almost all the company right now.
So it's being expensed. It's not being capitalized, but that's a discussion item with the auditors, right?
That's right. That's right. They would want to know who you're doing, what's your formula, what's your effort. And so since this is our first cut at it, well, we can bring it up at the end of the year, depending what the size of it is. So right now it's just the hard cost, what I call the hard cost, not the internal staff cost. It's just hard contract cost.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions for Henry? It appears not. Thank you, Henry.
Absolutely.
As always.
Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of the day. Talk later.
Thank you. Good seeing you.
You bet. Bye-bye now.
Thanks.